So there are many ways that people have learned to try to find a connection to some of these beautiful qualities of heart, mind, and, maintain it. It's like finding the connection, sustaining it. And so tonight we'll try this one. Just as you close your eyes and come to settle into your posture, and beginning that process again of just coming to welcome and recognize the various streams of experience that we're receiving. In all of these sense doors, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, sense door of the body. The stream of heart and mind phenomena. We may be drawn to our primary object that we've been practicing with, just out of natural habit pattern. Or the attention may float around, connecting with whatever objects at whichever sense door seem to alight. Maybe there's something calling the attention more clearly somewhere. Wherever the attention is drawn, wherever we encounter it, it's important not only to explore the object that's being observed and try to get a sense of its textures and tones, qualities, but also a sense of the mind that is observing. What are the qualities of the attention that feel present in relationship to physical sensation or sound? Even mindfulness, which in itself can be kind of tasteless, as it's observing the taste and flavor of whatever the object is. Sometimes we can notice there's a little harshness to it. Maybe it's a kind of striving or trying to get, or even a slight antagonism toward what's being observed. You don't have to get rid of that or change it, but it's interesting to see it if we do. And also to look around, kind of in the heart space, since each moment of awareness is new. Coming and going, just like the objects of attention. I'm starting to see if there might be any sense of a different quality of heart, a tenderness, a gentleness. Maybe we notice something, maybe not. Might be very subtle. And sometimes it is helpful to just check and see if this quality of gentleness, of tender-heartedness might be kind of naturally available somewhere. And if it is, how does that change the quality of relationship with what's being observed? Is there any softening toward a sound, physical sensation? Just noticing and seeing without forcing or pressure. Maybe curious enough to continue the exploration, just maybe in the realm of sound. So that we, again, kind of narrow the attention just to receiving the stream of vibrations, tones, textures at the ear door. And just seeing if there's any kind of quality of tenderness that might be available as we receive these sounds. Perhaps it's connecting with the preciousness, the fleetingness, the gift of hearing. That each moment of sound is worthy of our care. And again, it may be quite subtle, but we may notice a gentle softening. As the sounds move through the heart space, maybe we notice it in the mind. Maybe we do feel a softening in the body as well. A restfulness, a relaxation. Letting go of a little bit of our posture of defensiveness against what can feel like a bombardment. Maybe there is a sense of caring for the object that we're hearing. We allow for the world of concept to take part. We hear a car drive by. We know there are beings there worthy of our care. Beings whose lives have the range of joy and sorrow, pleasure and pain. And their lives intersect ours just for these brief moments. We want to make sure our hearts can connect, and we value their lives. You may hear the sound of a bird. Our appreciation of their worthiness of being cared for, and the fragility of their lives can inspire this tenderness within us. And if we do have any sense of that, do we feel the goodness of that tenderness in our hearts? The relief of that care? We let it sink into our bodies to whatever degree it's available. We hear the sound of a neighbor. Shifting, breathing. Can the heart be attuned to its natural caring, wanting this person to be well, at ease, safe, protected? Happy. Do we feel the goodness of that care in our own hearts? The relief of it? Do we let our own bodies be nourished by the softening of the mind? Receiving ourselves. The blessing of this tender nourishment. Whatever other sounds may arise, you start to feel a little sense of our capacity to care for them. To receive them with love, appreciation, tenderness. So that every sound is being received as metta. Softening our hearts and bodies. And offering this tenderness back out to the source of the sounds. To the ears themselves. these sensitivities on the body. Always receiving. Working. Straining. Do we care for this part of the body? Do we feel compassion for its hardship? For its weariness? In places where it doesn't work as well as maybe it once did. Do we appreciate the joy that the sounds can bring us? The happiness. Of connection that it gives us to the world. And feel that compassion. Feel that appreciation. In the ears themselves. And we feel the eyes. Do we feel their strain, their tiredness? Can we feel that sense of care for their effort, their weariness, and their fragility? Appreciation for all of the beauty we may have received through the eye door. Even now, with the eyes closed, there is color. Darkness and light. Movement. Form. Can we receive these visual impressions as blessings? Precious, with tenderness, and feel the goodness of that appreciation in the eyes, in the mind, heart, throughout the body, bringing ease. Still receiving sound with care. Receiving sight with care. Allowing for the mind to receive the sensations of the body throughout the body. Again, we feel this range, pleasure and pain, comfort, discomfort, for the places that are in hardship, do we feel any compassion? Caring for the unpleasant sensations, folding them in to this tenderness. Understanding the hardship in the mind that results from physical discomfort. and caring for that difficulty. And feeling the purity of that care. Noticing that there are places of pleasure, pleasant experience in the body, light tingling, softness. Do we appreciate those? And we find a sense of tenderness and appreciation, a sense of care and well-being. This body, so strong, so fragile. Histories of joy and sorrow in regard to the body. Can we feel, receive the body with care? Receive the preciousness of each moment. Strengthening the stability of this flavor of mind. Softening the heart toward the body. And receiving it in the body. Receiving this care from the mind, heart. To whatever degree it's available, letting it be nourished. Feeling the wholesomeness of that goodness of caring for the body, however it is. In this moment, the next. We notice the realm of taste and of smell. We recognize the mind itself, wandering still, calm, agitated, wanting, peaceful. Each moment new, changing. This mind always thinking, planning, creating, trying to protect us. Where we experience anxiety, can we receive that with care? Worry, fear, anger. Can we care for the mind and its hardship? Where we feel peace, relief, joy, can we appreciate it? And let that caring sink into the mind, be received by the mind. Is there any softening in the body? as the mind receives this care from itself, its appreciation for its hard work, its intelligence, its humor, its thoughtfulness. It's confusion, it's sadness, so just each moment by moment, trusting that we can receive sounds with tenderness. We can offer this kindness to the sound. And wherever we feel that, there's a relief in the heart, relief in the body. The seeing, smelling, tasting. Every moment can be cared for, and that care can nourish us. This profound thirst we have for love at each sense door can be filled from within. In the body and the mind and all its range of joy and sorrow, be received with care, nourished by that care, nothing that arises need be outside in the field of this tenderness. And everything can feed it and strengthen it. As we nourish the body and mind and all the senses, this loving kindness, So just wanted to say just a couple words about this kind of particular approach. You know, sometimes it can be, if we're used to more of a method where, you know, we pick a person or a being and kind of repeat these phrases that are meant to cultivate the quality of care toward them. This sort of wordless kind of sixth sense door metta, you know, sometimes it can be hard to get traction with it, and it can feel a little kind of like ethereal, you know, at times. But the, you know, the value of it as another approach, because of course that kind of classical approach of the phrases and, you know, bringing to mind, you know, some being that we care for is beautiful and really powerful. But sometimes it can feel like you have to either do that or you do the Vipassana practice, and they're kind of two worlds, you know, and not always easy to understand like how they integrate or where they connect, you know, especially since those are often considered really like kind of concentration practices, and mindfulness, you know, has this other quality. And so just the idea of like, what is the value and right, and the potential value of having a way of practicing it that's more integrated with our Vipassana practice, you know, that's not just sort of fixing on a conceptually solid object and trying to kind of create the sense of stability in that framework and that way of fixedness, that the kindness and the tenderness, the idea is it's still alive, it's still related to the changing sensations at whatever sense door. It's not denying them or ignoring them, though maybe it's not quite investigating them either. But that there's this ability to find the sense of care, you know, no matter what is happening. And maybe that flavor is more the compassion when it's something painful, or more the appreciation when it's something beautiful. But that there's a way that it's a meaningful way of practicing loving kindness, and really, we'll say those three Brahma Viharas in particular. But also that it's something that we can integrate into our just regular Vipassana practice. So if you're just kind of more just being mindful and trying to follow the breath or follow something, sometimes there's a natural kind of tenderness that can arise, and to feel like you can follow that, right? It doesn't have to feel like excluded or something different, and that you can fold that into the Vipassana practice. And then particularly if there's something hard, you know, either unpleasant sensation on some level, that this way of kind of bringing care to it, that's not trying to get rid of it, not trying to manipulate it, but that can soften our relationship with it. Because sometimes we don't see that there actually is an invisible aversion in the mindfulness, right, that's at play. Or even when something's really pleasant and beautiful and maybe we're worried about getting attached to it or whatever, it's like, well, if we go to appreciation, right, that there's a little more security in that, the wholesomeness of that and the goodness of that, right, that can still be in balance. So, yeah, I hope it's, you know, supportive and something you can kind of continue to fall into your just everyday meditation practice. So we have about half an hour for some walking, and we'll see you for the metta chant at 9:00.